Brad Allen and Kurt Romberger here with you as we get set for action here from Whittemore Prescott. Let's take you through our starting lineups today. First, for the Alcona Tigers, they'll start number one, David Charbonneau. He's averaging 8.8 points per game, 3.1 rebounds per game. Colin Walker, number two, averaging 6.9 points per game, 4.8 rebounds per game. Number three, Garrett Summers, he's their leading scorer at 11.7 points per game, 3.7 rebounds and 3.8 assists per game. Number 32, Evan Borsville, getting the start tonight, averaging 8 points, 4.4 rebounds per game. And then number 50, Jacob Renchensky, will get the start tonight as well. He is averaging 6.7 points per game with 4.9 rebounds per game. As for the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals, they're going to start number 3, William LaFranca. Number 5, Logan Aiello. Number 21, Dylan Cockrell. Number 32, Landon Aiello. And number 50, Blaine Zucknick. Let me see, we get underway? Ready for this?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
let's do it.
Looking for a little basketball on a Friday evening. Where else would we rather be?
Absolutely nowhere better to be. Nick James back at the radio station again, keeping us sounding good today. Always appreciate him. And before we get this one underway, we'll let you know this game brought to you in part by Cornerstone Caregiving of Gladwin, Colvin's Heating and Cooling of Northeast Michigan, and Huron Community Bank with 8 Northeast Michigan locations. Looks like it'll be Summers and Aiello, Logan Aiello, who will tip this one off. Alcona going to go right to left in front of us. Whittemore left to right. Ball is tipped in the air, controlled by the Alcona Tiger. Charbonneau with it, gets it off to Summers. Summers will cross the half-court line. Dribbles at the volleyball line, kicks it right side to Renchensky. Down inside, Borsvold. Triple team in the block, still goes up strong and able to finish. 2-0 Alcona.
Nice turnaround jumper out of the low paint. Evan gets him started and underway and then forces a Whittemore Prescott unforced error, and they throw it out of bounds, Alcona ball.
Yeah, kind of a little bit of a press there by Alcona, but seemed like they might have just fallen back into man-to-man. But either way, it's a turnover. Not a great start for Whittemore Prescott. Alcona swings it around. Charbonneau with it on the left wing. Back up top to Summers. Summers down inside Borsvold. Borsvold to dribble on the block, and he's going to travel down low. He got knocked off balance by number 21, Aiello. Or by Cockrell, excuse me, and Cockrell did a good job playing good defense.
What's a couple extra steps amongst friends?
That one picked off by Borsvold. Down low to Walker. Walker is fouled on his way up, and he'll go to the line to shoot two.
Got the hammer going up to the rim as Colin Walker went to make that layup, and coach's players said none of them are going to be easy tonight.
First free throw by Walker is up and off the back rim. Still 2-0 Alcona, 7:17 to play here in our first quarter. Couple of dribbles for Walker. Second free throw is up. Knocks that one down, 3-0 Alcona. And back into that three-quarter court press. It's going to be Cockrell right side to Aiello. Aiello throws it back to midcourt. Collision there and a foul. It's going to come on Renchensky of Alcona. Ball will stay with the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals.
Jacob a little over-aggressive there, making the good move, trying to use his fast feet to break that up, and took a little bit too much of the body.
Whittemore will inbound from the far side. They go into LaFranca. LaFranca dribbles up top, working on Garrett Summers. Gets a screen, pass down low, open is Cockrell, up at the rim, no good, rebound comes down to Zucknick. Zucknick has the ball ripped away from him, saved by Garrett Summers of the Tigers, and here comes Alcona. Cutting to the middle is Summers, down to the lane, left-hand layup, through some contact and good. Nice coast-to-coast run by Garrett Summers.
Could have been an and-one there, didn't get it, but could have been, 5-0.
Ball tipped away by Alcona on the press, stay with Whittemore Prescott. Three different scores so far for Alcona, this 5-0 lead. Inbound goes to LaFranca. LaFranca dribbles the ball up top, gets a screen from Cockrell, works to the left elbow. Has the ball poked away by Renchensky and stolen by Colin Walker of Alcona. Summers now comes up with it, and the Alcona Tigers come across the timeline. Summers picks up his dribble, throws it down to Charbonneau at the left elbow. Goes back out, Renchensky, right wing, Garrett Summers, head fake. Pass across to Charbonneau. Charbonneau looks inside, nothing there. Goes back up top, Renchensky, right wing. He'll pump fake and drive through some contact. He'll be fouled. Go to the line to shoot two.
Yep. Took it up the wing, and Logan Aiello was there, and I think the foul went on him.
So Renchensky could be the fourth different scorer already for the Alcona Tigers. Leading 5-0, 2 minutes into this one. First one by Renchensky is good.
Already got a change coming for Coach Lomason. Hunter Sasalo at the table. He comes in and he'll replace Landon Aiello, who is going to get an earful on the bench right now.
Second free throw by Renchensky is good as well. And a nice hot start for Alcona. 3-for-4 at the free throw line early on. They lead 7-0. Back into the press. Cockrell and LaFranca break it to Aiello. Aiello down low. Picked up by Cockrell, flipped down low to LaFranca, has the ball poked away by Renchensky as he went up. Clean strip. Will stay with the Whittemore-Prescott Cardinals underneath the basket. Aiello will inbound, looking, down low to LaFranca. Tries to clear some space, goes up wild, shot no good. LaFranca comes down hard, rebound knocked out of bounds by Alcona, and LaFranca is going to stay down and...
Yeah, Evan Borsvald tipped that ball out of bounds to keep it with Whittemore. Coach is on his way out.
So is AD Chase Crook. And so what do you say we take a break while they work with William LaFranca? Hopefully he's all right. 5:41 to play in the first. Alcona 7. Whittemore Prescott yet to get on the board on WKJC, your power station for sports. LaFranca walks off under his own power. We're back to basketball. Landon Aiello has the ball up top for Whittemore Prescott. Able to get it off to Sasalo. Back up top to Aiello. Gets a screen from Cockrell, but Charbonneau stays right with it. Left wing now is Aiello. Still with the basketball. Finally gets rid of it to Logan Aiello. Logan Aiello will dribble it up top, and we've got an offensive foul underneath. Landon Aiello trying to clear space from Charbonneau. He'll pick up a foul. And it'll go back to the Alcona Tigers, leading 7-0, 5:19 to play here in the first.
Big blow not having LaFranca, and everyone's hoping here in the gym that he comes back because he's one of their main ball handlers on this team.
No pressure from the Whittemore Prescott defense. Summers able to just jog it up. Goes left wing Charbonneau, back up top Summers, right side Renchensky. They swing it around 2-3 zone here, and then it's tipped away and stolen by the Cardinals. And here comes Logan Aiello.
Good pick by Zuchnik there.
Logan Aiello basketball up top. Gets a screen, clears some space, step back three. Too long. Rebound comes down to Borsvold. Borsvold will hand that off to Garrett Summers and the Tigers. 7-0 Alcona. Right side Charbonneau. Back up top to Summers. Left side Renchensky into the lane. Walker. Walker fights through and he is tripped up. And there'll be a foul. And we'll see if they're going to go with this as a shooting foul or if this will just stay underneath. They're going to stay on the ground, so Alcona will get it underneath. 4:44 to play in the first. Richie Schott going to check in for the Alcona Tigers. He'll check in for Evan Borsvold. Summers triggers underneath the Charbonneau. Back up top to Schott. Schott left side Summers. Open three. Left corner. Too long. Rebound Charbonneau. Power dribble. Handoff Walker through the contact. No good. And knocked out of bounds by the Alcona Tigers. Renchensky got a hand on it. And so Whittemore Prescott will have the basketball looking for their first points.
Yeah, there was a foul, too, that got called on the rebound there. So
Renchensky's second foul.
Yeah. Have to keep an eye on that. Pressure again here by Alcona.
Landon Aiello just fires it up for grabs, picked off by Summers. He'll throw it down, tipped around, but Charbonneau able to recover it. Trapped underneath, kick out Richie Schott. Open right corner three, that's too short. Rebound Renchensky, fights through the contact, can't get it to go, but he is fouled and will go to the line to shoot two.
Richie Schott with the shot, I like that. We could use that all night.
Renchensky at the line where he's already 2-for-2.
This game brought to you in part by Alpena Community College of Alpena and Oscoda, Travis Sanitation of Oscoda, the Skidway Pharmacy, and Alpena Elkhona Area Credit Union with 10 convenient locations.
And not a great look. William LaFranca heading back to the dressing room right now for some treatment, so we'll wait and see what we see on him.
New man in for Whittemore Prescott as Sean Richmond checks in for Hunter Sisolo as Renchensky knocks home the second free throw. He's got 3 points on the night to lead the way. He'll check out, and checking in for him,
Jordan Bennick.
8-0 Alcona, 4:15 to play here in our first quarter. Pass goes to Richmond. Richmond couldn't quite handle it. Picked off by Charbonneau. Charbonneau down low to shot. Hands off, and we've got a lot of contact as Bennick got it. Went to go up, and instead he got fouled. And that'll be the sixth foul of the quarter. That's the third already. Yep. Landon Aiello.
Yeah, and Bennick will go to the line for a couple.
First one by Bennick. That one's good. And remember, new rule this year, no one and ones, and fouls are by quarter instead of by half. Bennick's second free throw, no good. Rebound pulled down by Cockrell. Whittemore Prescott on the move, trailing 9-0. Hand off to Logan Aiello, has it at the white volleyball line up top. Goes between his legs, gets a screen. Up top to Richmond. Richmond working against Garrett Summers, playing pressure defense. Gets him to force the basketball out of his hand. Cockrell now has it on the right side. He'll drive into the lane, go up strong. Got it to go off the leg, off the glass. And it is 9-2 as Cockrell gets Whittemore Prescott on the board. Quickly up come the Alcona Tigers. Up top, Garrett Summers. Left side shot, quickly inside to Bennick. Bennick back out, has it taken away by Richmond. Able to cut the pass off, looking to get it back out to Richie Schott. Here comes the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals, trailing 9-2. Logan Aiello has it up top as they try to dissect this Alcona defense. They go down low to Cockrell, working against Ricky Schott. Has it knocked out of bounds by Schott. And a couple of substitutions. Sisolo checks back in for Whittemore Prescott for Landon Aiello. And Caden Hebert checks in for Alcona. Charbonneau heads to the bench. Logan Aiello triggers underneath for Whittemore Prescott. Gets that to Cockrell. Cockrell take a mid-range jumper. Too strong. Rebound pulled down by Summers. Here comes Alcona. Again leading 9-2. Summers stop and pop three. Off the glass. No good. And rebound knocked out of bounds by Whittemore Prescott.
Yep, they're going to say that it's Alcona ball. They'll take it under the glass.
Summers will trigger, gets it to Walker, power dribble through the contact, got it, the foul.
Gets the plunger, he'll get the chance for the natural three.
3 points on the night for Colin Walker. Gives Alcona an 11-2 lead.
I believe that's the third foul as well on number 50, Blaine Zuchnik.
Free throw up and no good. And then, but offensive rebound comes down to Ricky Chott. To Hebert on the right wing, 9-2 Alcona. Down low, Bennick, can't get it, the layup to go. Rebound comes down to Whittemore Prescott and Logan Aiello. Aiello dribbles with the basketball up top, guarded by Ricky Chott. 2:29 to play in the first, 9-2 Alcona. Dribble through, step through for Logan Aiello. Nice job splitting the defense, and it's 11-4. I thought they had 11. Now they put it up there. It's 11-4. Ricky Schott has it left side. Now right side, Caden Hebert. Hebert, an open right wing three. Knock it down.
Good shot by Hebert, and he's calling for press, and they want pressure here.
14-4, Alcona. Someone keep track. Caden Hebert had the first knock it down of the year. I'm going to keep track of that. Left side, Cockrell into the lane. Pass, oh, too low for Zuchnik. He got, it was a two-on-one. He got the defense to commit, but threw it way too low. Zuchnik checks out, and Sheehan will check in. That's Emerson Sheehan.
Boy, they look a lot alike, don't they, Zuchnik and Sheehan?
Yeah, thankfully for different numbers there. Alcona basketball leading 14-4. They swing it around. Ricky Schott has it left wing. Now to Garrett Summers. Summers right side. Hebert pump fake a three. Takes a dribble. Gets it to Walker at the free throw line. Back out Hebert. Another open three. Knock it down.
Hebert with back-to-back triples. And Make it 17-4 now as Alcona's opening it up a little bit.
Cicillo has it ripped away by Garrett Summers, but it goes out of bounds. This is not the way you want to start for your Whittemore, if you're Whittemore. Foul trouble and turnovers all over the place right now.
And 4 points with a minute and a quarter left.
There's another turnover. Cicillo took three steps before he dribbled. And so it goes back to Alcona. 1:21 to play in the first quarter. It is 17-4 Alcona. Garrett Summers will jog it up for the Tigers. Right side, Ricky Schott. Back up top to Summers. Left wing, Hebert. Thought about another three. Could add the heat check. Cross court pass to Ricky Schott. Haven't seen him go inside in a while. Now they do. Walker barrels through the lane, and we've got two officials calling the charge. That's a good call.
Yep, absolutely. Barreled him over. Not going to allow that. Not with a 17-4 lead.
Walker going back to his fullback days in the fall right there.
On 1 minute in the quarter left.
Whittemore breaking the press. Fire down low. Sheehan is going to be fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Great pass by Richmond.
Emerson Sheehan got him a hold of that and got hammered on the way up. He'll get two shots here. Try to tighten this lead a little bit. Get it down to 11 here. They could get under 10 here before the end of the quarter. It'd be good, but first free throw misses everything.
This game brought to you in part by Coletta Aeroboscoda, the lunchbox of Kerr and Mercantile Bank of Fairview and West Branch, and Backwoods Home Maintenance by Joe in Harrisville.
Charbonneau and Borsvald check back in.
Second free throw, no good either, but an offensive rebound comes down and blocked. It was an offensive rebound by Sheehan, but it got rejected by Bennick. Hebert has it left corner for Alcona. Back up top, Charbonneau. Charbonneau back to Hebert in the corner. Hebert cross court to Ricky Schott. Ricky Schott pump fake into the lane. Back down to Bennick. Bennick a dribble. Goes up. Can't finish. Rebound comes down to Whittemore Prescott and Logan Aiello. 31 seconds remaining in the quarter. Right side now Cockrell. Back up top to William LaFranc, who checks back in. High arcing three. No good. Rebound comes down to Charbonneau and Alcona. 19 seconds remaining in the quarter. Charbonneau down to Bennick. Bennick half spin, but then lost it, but recovered by Alcona. Left side, Hebert, 10 seconds to play in the quarter. Another three. He got it again. 3 for 3 for Caden Hebert.
He can't miss right now. They got to put this ball up. They do at the buzzer, and it's off the iron. Won't go.
Great quarter by the Tigers. They lead it 20-4 on WKJC, your power station for sports.
Back with you here, second quarter action, getting ready to start. Fresh 8 on the clock. Whittemore will take possession and immediately turn the ball over. Alcona turns it back down the other way in the corner. Charbonneau kicks it up top. They wrap it around, get it over to Herbert again. Down in the corner, he fires up another one just off the front iron this time. And Herbert's streak will come to an end as LaFranca hauls down the rebound. Good to have William LaFranca back in this basketball game.
Yeah, it looked like a back injury initially. Glad he was able to get some ice on it and get back in the game.
LaFranca gets it down underneath to Cicillo. Cicillo takes a shot, goes off the front iron. Rebounded by Herbert. Herbert throws it ahead, saved from going out of bounds. Gets it back to Herbert up top. Three-pointer. Summers won't go. And the rebound hauled down by Sheehan. And they're going to say that ball was knocked out of bounds by Sheehan.
We do have a timeout on the floor. Coach Lemison wanted a timeout. I guess they're not giving it to him because it is Alcona ball.
All right. Got you. So we'll go underneath on the glass. Alcona with the ball up 20-4, 7:06 left in our second quarter. Alcona inbounds, gets it up top. Three ball. Charbonneau won't go. Rebound was hauled down by Dylan Cockrell, and he got fouled as he was getting the rebound. And Whittemore will inbound underneath their own basket.
And William LaFranca has exited the game again, still holding that lower back. So I'm not sure we're going to see him back again. We hope they do. But I saw AD Chase Crook take him back with a bag of ice.
Cicello throws it right into the hands of Garrett Summers, who tips it out of bounds. Good defense by Alcona here. A little bit of pressure still in the backcourt. Whittemore pops it into Cockrell. Cockrell works it over the timeline. Gets it into number 45, Brandon Roberts, who's in the game this time. Roberts hands it off up top to Aiello. Aiello works to the top of the circle. Kicks it over to Cockrell. Cockrell gets it down, kicks it out. Pump shot from outside three. Won't go. A little bit long. Borsvald hauls down the rebound for Alcona, and they're right back the other way into the lane, and easy layup off the glass by David Charbonneau, and he picks up two. And they're making it look easy right now out on the court. The Tigers are. Another quick pass. Real good hands by Evan Borsvall, knocking that ball out of bounds. They've had tons of tips, tons of knockaways, and tons of defensive hands in the right spot.
Yeah, Alcona, this press has really given Whittemore Prescott big-time problems.
Aiello inbounds it into the backcourt. Cockrell will regroup. Works out at the top of the circle. Hands the ball off. Three-point land to Aiello. Aiello works down into the paint. Makes a move. Goes to cut around the edge. And there's going to be a blocking call go against number 12, William Lieber of Alcona, who's in the game. And that'll be a foul against the Tigers. They never reset the fouls in the second quarter on the board. Oh, yeah, they did. Inbounds pass underneath. Little hook shot there by big number 21, Dylan Cockrell, and that goes. And now the Cardinals are up to six. Alcona right back the other way. Up at the top, Summers, Charbonneau. Charbonneau tries to send it underneath. Gets tipped out of bounds. And they'll remain in possession underneath.
Not sure if it's just Alcona not wanting to really go down low or if Whittemore's just playing good defense down there, but a lot of Alcona shots coming from the outside.
The inbound, Renchensky tried to take a couple too many steps as he took it to the hole. That'll be a turnover. Whittemore Cardinal ball.
Great post defense by Dylan Cockrell, standing his ground and not moving out of the way of Renchensky, playing good defense there.
Cockrell and Aiello exchange back in the backcourt, and then a giveaway, and that's stripped and taken by Garrett Summers, who will come right back the other way for the Tigers. He dribbles and loses the ball. Bounce pass down to Borsvald, little spin move, and they're going to call offensive foul on Borsvald on his move. So another turnover, another ball back to the Cardinals, and they just can't. They need to get some momentum going, some balls, maybe a good three ball from somebody. Get a little something going here, and because the Tigers are slumping offensively right now.
Yeah, it's tough when you don't have your guy. Logan Aiello. Yep.
Wow, that was a long upcourt pass to number 10, Emerson Sheehan, and Evan Borsvall ran right into him, shoulder first into the head. And amazingly, he didn't lose his glasses.
He was immediately helped up by Renchensky, and worse for wear is Sheehan.
Tigers with four fouls already in the second quarter. Inbounds, bounce pass, hops around, and ends up in the Tigers' hands. They headman it up to Charbonneau, goes to the rim, and he'll get fouled on his way up and go to the line to shoot two. With 5:12 left in our second. Don't forget, folks, coming up at halftime, this week in the MHSAA coming up. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Happy Acres Real Estate of Hale, Michigan, Alcona Motors Chevrolet of Lincoln, and Stony Acres Electric of Whittemore. Charbonneau knocks down the first one. He'll get his second now. Tigers up 23-6. Off the mark, air ball, and Whittemore will take over underneath.
Nice smile from David Charbonneau as he airballs the free throw.
Yeah. Aiello gets it to LaFranca. Gets it to Cockrell. They bring it along the wing again, and another set of quick hands over here. Garrett Summers knocked, I think, five balls out of bounds already in this game, Brad.
Yeah, he's back to, again, I'm going to make another football reference. He's back to playing defensive back again. Doing a good job of it.
Inbounded to Richmond. Richmond gets it to Cockrell. Cockrell, free throw line extended. Gets it to Aiello for three. Won't go off the iron. Rebound, though, by Cockrell. He's everywhere right now. Goes to throw the pass back, and it's going to be over and back when touched. And it went all the way up through the free throw line, through center court, and an over and back turnover. And O'Connell will take over down under the glass with 4:46 left. Inbounds. Around the outside, shot gets it over into the corner to Summers, and Summers pops a three ball. And you got to like that, 26-20 now, 20-point lead, largest of the night now for the Tigers. Get it over to timeline. Sean Richmond picks up the loose ball for Whittemore, lost his dribble, stuck now. Oh, and they're going to say they got him on a hand in there. They're going to call an actual foul on that. I thought they'd go possession arrow, but another foul, and that's going to be five on the Tigers now.
Well, should be free throws, yeah.
Yeah, should
Sean
go to
Richmond
the line.
Going to the line. So that's what it is. Again, ladies and gentlemen, instead of the seven fouls in a half gets you a one-and-one, and once you get to 10, you get two free throws. Five per quarter, and once you get to that five, it's two shots all the way through.
Rattles in and out, but nice rebound again down there by Emerson Sheehan. Kicks it up to the top. They get it up to Aiello, and Whittemore will have another shot at it. Aiello works around at the top of the circle and throws a pass. And
a little frustration foul by Cockrell.
Yeah, reaching in, Dylan Cockrell did the same thing that Alcona basically just did to them, reached in, got an arm, but that's only their second foul of the quarter. So Alcona will bring the ball up. Ricky Schott with the ball up top. Gets it over to Lieber. Lieber kicks it around to Schott. Summers thought about it. Ricky Schott shoots it off the back iron. Long rebound picked up, though, by Summers. Summers gets it to Ricky Schott again. Ricky Schott tries to get it inside. That's stripped. Summers recovers it, gets it to Ricky Schott. Summers up top. They get it to Renchensky. Over in a corner to Lieber. Up top, Summers pops up. Finds Bienick underneath, and Bienick with the easy layup for two. 28-7 now, 21-point lead here. Back the other way now, Sasalo. Pass off the foot, picked back up. They get it down to Cockrell, and then in the corner to Aiello. Aiello baseline shot won't go. Renchensky right there for the easy board. Back the other way. Easy, smooth layup that time as Ricky Schott took it to the hole. And now the Tigers are opening up a big lead. 23 points, another turnover. Back the other way. Summers makes a move, drives into point. Pull-up jumper, baseline won't go. Off the rail hard, and back out. Cockrell will pick it up. Fires a missile down court that was tipped by Alcona, and Whittemore will retain possession.
Definitely a little up and down right there, but spot where Sisolo just not paying attention is a couple of guys check in. Colin Walker will check in for Renchensky, and number 45, Roberts, will check in for Richmond.
Underneath, Aiello slaps the ball, starts the play. Nobody really moving for him. He gets it into the lane. Perfect little pass. Won't go. Rebound comes off, and Bienick picks up the rebound, and Alcona will head back looking to increase their lead. Summers, Ricky Schott. They get it up top inside to Walker. Back outside to Summers for three, and you can count that one. 33-7 now with 2:25 left until halftime. Some fancy dribbling. Almost gave it away. Retained by Dylan Cockrell. Cockrell gets it to Sheehan. Sheehan goes for an underhand layup and gets fouled. He'll go shoot two.
Banak going to pick up that foul. He's smiling about it now.
Yeah.
Didn't like the call at first, but Sheehan going to go to the line, shoot two. 33-7, Alcona currently.
Sheehan's first one well off the mark.
Caden Hebert checks in for Garrett Summers. David Charbonneau checks in for William Liebler. And William LaFranca, still clutching that lower back, checks back in. Hunter Sisolo in there.
He's going to try it again. This is the third time that he's going to give her a whirl. Sheehan makes the second one. And the Cardinals are at eight. Their next bucket will get him to double digits. Alcona back. Ricky's shot up top. Works it around Hebert, who's got a bunch of threes already. They get it inside. Back, kick it out in the corner to Charbonneau. Up top, Hebert. Hebert thought about it, moves in, gets it to Bienick. Baseline jumper, misses everything. Easy rebound, though, as standing right there, uncontested, as Colin Walker puts it back up, and an easy bucket to make it 35-8 with a minute 45 left.
5 points for Colin Walker on the night.
Big long jumper off the iron, won't go. Ball on the floor, scramble finally picked up by Colin Walker. Headmans it to Ricky Schott. Ricky Schott with a nice little pass underneath and an open puppy dog that David Charbonneau misses, and you know he wants that back.
Just for Ricky Schott, for that amazing pass. I think he nutmegged the defender there.
So Whittemore will come down with it. Aiello shoots the three. Won't go off the back iron. Ricky Schott pulls the board down.
Timeout Alcona, take one with them, 35-8 Alcona. Second quarter on WKJC, your power station for sports.
Here, Robert, here, Brad Allen back with 1:08 left after the timeout. Alcona will inbound the ball. Another substitution, Vincent Mihalik's in the game now. Alcona gives it right away. Aiello brings it back the other way for Whittemore. Aiello puts up a three ball, off, won't go. Nice rebound hauled down by Samuel Johnson, who's in the game also. Johnson gets it over to Hebert. Hebert gets it to Bienick. Bienick back up top to Hebert, gets it over to Mihalik. Mihalik puts a foot in the paint and then steps back out, gets it up top to Hebert. Hebert will step in, pick up his dribble. Gets it to Mihalik for three. Won't go off the front end. Nice rebound right there. Carter Upper. Carter Upper was right there. Got the rebound. Got fouled. They'll go to the line to shoot two for Alcona.
Big lineup out here for Alcona.
Yeah.
Carter Upper. Sam Johnston. Banak out there. Everybody. Jordan Banak out there.
First one won't go. Carter will get another run at it here as he gets ready to take the second of his two. 35-8, 25 seconds left in our first. Second one won't go either. Rebound hauled down by Cockrell. He takes it all the way to the other end and then turns it over. Alcona will come back. 16 to play. Drive down the side, off the glass, won't go. Rebound right there, won't go. And then finally, Whittemore hauls it down. Back the other way. Oh, a nice block. Beautiful block by Bienick. And they couldn't get the shot off to end it, but Bienick with just a mammoth move there, putting it up against the glass. 35-8 is our halftime score. We're going to take a break. You guys enjoy this week in the MHSAA. We'll be back after this with our halftime recap on 104.7, your power station for sports.
Halftime here from Whittemore Prescott. Just about ready to get our second half underway. Take you through the first half stats real quick. Leading the way for Alcona, 9 points was Caden Hebert. He knocked down three threes in that first half. Garrett Summers had 8 points. Colin Walker had five. Then they have a smattering of guys with three and two. The only guy with more than 2 points on Whittemore Prescott is Dylan Cockrell. He had 2 points in each quarter to have four. Out-of-town scoreboard, Oscoda and Mayo. The boys' game was actually at 6 o'clock today. They played a little bit early, and thanks to Ben Murphy, who's over there at that game today, 40-28, low-scoring battle. Oscoda starts their Big Dipper season off right. Girls' game currently at halftime, 26-19. Mayo, of course, everybody wants to know. Mia McGregor, 18 points out of those 26. 26-19. Mia McGregor with 18. Here we go, second half. It's Alcona 35, Whittemore Prescott 8, Garrett Summers and the Tigers start with the basketball. Working left to right in this half, they go to the corner. Renchensky pulls a three, no good. Rebound pulled down by Cockrell. Cockrell fires it up court and knocked out of bounds as he was trying to get it to number 50, Blaine Zucknick. This game brought to you in part by Lincoln Hardware, Northeastern Window and Door, Harrisville and Alpena, Cole Forest, products of Lincoln and the Hale Insurance Agency. Oh, they gave that ball to Alcona. I definitely thought that was knocked out of bounds by Alcona. Either way, here comes Evan Borswold in the right corner. Cross back out to Summers. Walker at the free throw line. A jumper too strong and rebound pulled down by Logan Aiello and Whittemore Prescott. William LaFranca giving it another go. Has it on the right wing. Back up top to Logan Aiello. You missed it earlier. LaFranca went up for a layup. Came down hard and kind of hurt his lower back. Picked off by Renchensky. Coast to coast. Got the roll. And it's 37-8.
Nice coast-to-coast run by Jacob there. Get the Alcona Tigers going here in the second half.
5 points on the night for Jacob Renchensky. Pass inside Cockrell, and he couldn't hang on to it. Nice pass there by LaFranca. Cockrell just kind of misplayed it. And it goes over to Alcona. Garrett Summers will bring the ball up right side. Charbonneau back up top. Summers left wing. Renchensky pump fake three inside to Walker. And we've got a foul. Looks like someone reached in. Number 32, that's going to be the fourth on Landon Aiello. And Hunter Cicello will check in. Landon Aiello will take a seat with his four fouls. 37-8. Alcona over the top of Whittemore Prescott in this North Star League Big Dipper opener. Summers. Hands it off, down low to Walker, back out Summers, open three, too short, and rebound pulled down by LaFranca. LaFranca quickly up court for Whittemore Prescott, now up to Aiello, left side Cicello, pump fake three, back up top to Aiello. They'll slow down, get into their offense. Logan Aiello goes to the left wing, and Cicello either miscommunication, and he throws it away. Aiello thought Cicello would be in the corner. Instead, he was right behind him and goes over to Alcona. Garrett Summers will bring it up. Right corner, Borswold. Borswold down to the block, loses it, and picked off by Whittemore Prescott. Zucknick has it and now gets it up court to Cockrell and up to LaFranca. LaFranca stop and pop three right wing. Knock it down.
Wow. That was a big, high, arcing three-pointer from LaFranca, and boy, did Whittemore need it.
Almost hit the rafters. 37-11. Pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound, Zucknick and Whittemore Prescott. LaFranca to Cicello. Cicello back to LaFranca right wing. He's going to try another one. High arcer, too long. Rebound pulled down by Borswold. In the low block is Charbonneau. Back out to Summers. Summers to Walker. Back left corner. Open is Charbonneau for three. Got it.
Nice shot by David in the corner. 40-11. Biggest lead of the night. 29 points here now. Tigers up top of the Cardinals.
2.5 minutes into our third quarter. LaFranca calls a play. Gets a double screen, one on each side. And tried to dump it down low. And Zucknick couldn't quite get there. And it's another turnover for Whittemore Prescott. And, you know, it's probably a good thing we're not keeping track of those tonight. Not a number we want to say.
Yeah, it's, you know, we talked about it before the game. Something you just can't have tonight.
Walker has it. Free throw line extended. Back out Renchensky. Charbonneau on the corner. He'll dribble away from the corner. Back up top Renchensky. Summers now has it on the right wing. Kick out Renchensky. Open three. Right corner. Too short. But rebound Summers. He'll just put it right back up. Too short. Rebound to Zucknick. 40-11. Alcona. 4:40 to play here in our third quarter. Aiello brings it up for Whittemore Prescott. Gets a screen from LaFranca. Tries to get it to LaFranca, but it's picked off by Summers. Here comes Summers. Euro step. Floater. Couldn't get the rim. Rebound to Walker. He goes up. He is fouled by Aiello, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. This game brought to you in part by the Lincoln Outdoor Center, the M65 Bait Shop of Whittemore, Alcona Tool, and Hillman Extrusion. Walker with 5 points on the night. Free throw off back rim and out. Ricky Schott will check in. And Banak will check in too. Forsfold is out. Second free throw too short and a foul here on Renchensky on the rebound as Cockrell had him boxed out.
Certainly was. He was over the back on that.
Alcona has backed out of their press. They are no longer pressing. Whittemore up by 29 points, having only given up 11. Nice sportsmanship here by Coach Alex Cole, understanding the situation. Deep three, Aiello. Good.
Nice shot.
He's got five on the night to lead Whittemore Prescott. 40-14. Summers, right side, Ricky shot. Shot back up top to Summers. Inside to Renchensky. Turnaround and a foul going to be called here on Aiello. Renchensky had trouble with it going up, got bailed out by the foul.
Yeah, and I tell you what, Logan Aiello not real happy with that. He thought he got all the ball on that one, but it was a clubbing swing, let's put it that way.
First free throw by Renchensky is good. Give him 3 points in each half, 6 points total. It's Aiello's third foul. He'll check out. Both Zucnik and now also Sheehan in the game, both rocking the mullets. Second free throw is good as well.
Rocking the mullets with the glasses, man. They kind of look like the Hanson brothers a little from Slapshot.
It
I
is.
Love it. I absolutely love it.
Mullets and glasses for both of them, indeed. Now they both come up and set a screen for LaFranca, who has to hand it off to Cicillo, and now back to LaFranca, back to Cicillo, three in the key. And that's going to go back to Alcona.
Yeah.
And, nope, official had it wrong. He called three in the key on Alcona, who
right.
did not have the basketball.
Right.
And there was no defense for 3 seconds in high school.
And Coach Lomason immediately pointed that out, and the referee said, you're right.
Not often they get a call
changed. He said neither one of my guys were in the key. What are you talking about?
Not often a coach gets a call change. Off the back and no good for Cockrell. Nice job by Dylan Cockrell. Just flipped it off the back of the defender, grabbed it and laid it in. Three by Benack, no good. Rebound, Garrett Summers. Summers struggles with it, just able to get it up there, but no good. Rebound, Benack. Benack clears some room, left hand, no good. Rebound pulled down by Whittemore Prescott. Zucnik on the run. Stops and has it stolen at the left wing by Garrett Summers. 42-16, down court, Renchensky got underneath the rim, got the layup to go still, even though he couldn't really see what he was doing there. 6 points in the quarter for Renchensky.
And a big smile to the student section after that one.
44-16, Alcona, 3 minutes to play in the third. Three, Cicillo, good. Whittemore is just deciding, you know what, we're down 44-19. We're going to start letting the three ball go, and it's working for him. Three threes in the quarter. And Walker thought some defense was coming on a free throw line jumper and was about a foot and a half short. This game brought to you in part by Viking Marine of Hubbard Lake, Hale Creek Manor, the Hale Hardware Do-It Center, Kevin Hummer accounts at Dean Arbor Chevrolet in East Dallas, and Allwards Market in Hale. Caden Hebert checks back into the game.
Along with Evan Borsvald, Ricky Schott, and Jacob Renchensky will take a seat next to the coach.
A little bit smaller lineup now for Alex Cole and the Tigers. William LaFranca brings it up for the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals, trailing by 25 points, 44-19. Hands it up top, does LaFranca, gets a screen, but Summers fights over it. Cicillo now back to LaFranca, right wing, wanted the three, but Summers came all the way out to the about 3-4 feet beyond the arc to guard him. Cockrell now trapped in the right corner, just tries to dump it down low, and it gets right through everybody. Ball didn't bounce, it just rolled all the way through, and so turnover to the Tigers. 2:20 to play in our third quarter, 44-19. Alcona with a big lead. Caden Hebert will bring it up. Right wing now going to Garrett Summers. Back to Hebert, who's rocking the lime green left shoe, the bright pink right shoe. To the corner, Borsville three, no good. Rebound by Walker. Walker missed the layup. Got his own rebound. Goes up again, and that one spins out. Rebound pulled down by Cockrell. Whittemore Prescott on the run. Cockrell all the way to the lane, and that one had blocked by Caden Hebert.
You say blocked. The player down there, Dylan Cockrell, says fouled.
I think the whole gym heard Caden Hebert hit the arm, but
yeah.
It's okay. It's blocked.
Coach Lomason just asked, what did you think that noise was?
Picked off by Hebert on the inbounds. Hebert on a run to the rim. Fights through the contact and lays it in.
Great layup. Good strength going to the hole.
46-19 at Alcona. 1:37 to play in our third quarter. LaFranca has the basketball up top. Got three different players screening him. It's a broken play, so he just launches a three. It goes off the glass and good. LaFranca's second three of the quarter.
Right how he called it and dialed it up.
46-22. Summers to Walker. Walker hop step in the lane and good. 48-22.
When I played, that was a travel, I'm just saying.
It's a good clean hop and a step on the shot. He's good. And now we've got an offensive foul. Looks like Cockrell pushed off just on his run by.
Yeah.
He did. He just shoved Caden Hebert on his run by. The officials has a word with them saying, hey, no need. Can we just, if we end it right here, no one has to get in any more trouble.
Yep.
And Coach Lomason's going to pull him off the court.
Yep. Got a little bit of an earful from the official, too.
Yes, he did. Right side, Caden Hebert. Hebert down low. Borsvold fights through. Left-hand hook. Good.
Evan Borsvold. Now you know why he's getting eight a game, because he works hard underneath, boy.
He does. He just gets to his spot, makes a shot. It's 50-22, under a minute to go in the third. LaFranca with the basketball up at the volleyball line. Guarded by Hebert. LaFranca working on Hebert. Kick out to Zucnik. Back out LaFranca. Fadeaway three. Too long. Rebound comes down to Banak. Banak quickly up court to Walker, who lost it. And ball on the ground grabbed by Whittemore Prescott. LaFranca will bring it up. Under 30 to play in the third. And ball poked away by Hebert. LaFranca able to come and get it, though. Flip it to Cicillo. Cicillo down low. Knocked away by Banak. It'll stay with Whittemore with 14 seconds to play in the quarter. Liebler will check in, as will Mihalik. Banak checks out. Walker checks out for Alcona. 50-22, 28-point lead here for Alcona. LaFranca has the basketball up top for Whittemore Prescott, working on the left wing, goes to the corner. Cicillo, open three, too long. Rebound Garrett Summers. Feel like he's got to be the leading rebounder for this team today. Down to Borsvold, steps in and lays it in. Great pass by Summers at the buzzer. That ends our third quarter. And with that, it is at the end of 3:52-22 Alcona on WKJC, your power station for sports.
The Robert and Brad Allen back with you in Whittemore. The start of our fourth quarter, 52-22. Whittemore will start with the ball, and they have it up top. Aiello punches it outside to LaFranca. LaFranca comes into the paint, goes up to the lane, throws up a finger roll. Gets fouled by Ricky Schott on the way up, and he'll go to the line to shoot two.
Good quarter by the Tigers. 17 points for them, their second most. They had 20 in the first, but 6 points there by Jacob Ranchensky gives him 9 on the night. Puts him right up there with the leading scorers for Alcona.
LaFranca waiting at the line for the ball. Here it comes. Couple dribbles. Schott, nothing but net. LaFranca hits a front end. He'll get one more.
Makes LaFranca the leading scorer for Whittemore Prescott.
And he adds another one and gets both of them. And Alcona will bring it up. 7:40 left in this one. Schott gets it to Charbonneau. Back to Schott. Over to Mihalik. Mihalik to Schott. To Mihalik. Mihalik makes a move, gets it down into the corner to Liebler. Liebler gets it up top to Ranchensky, to Ricky Schott. Schott dribbles it off his foot and turns it over, and LaFranca will take that back the other way. Jump shot from the corner, got fouled when he went up to shoot it, and Aiello will go to the line to shoot a pair.
That's smart by Landon Aiello. Realized Ricky Schott was playing really close, so he just... I'm going to jump and shoot it, and Ricky Schott's going to have to hit me.
Yeah, absolutely. Why not? So he'll go to the line with 7:11 left. Stepped over the line on his shot. I don't know what that was all about.
Well, you know, it's easier to make it from closer in.
Yeah, I wouldn't have counted if it had went in. Missed it. He'll shoot the second half of it now. That time he stays put. Misses. Rebound. Hauled down by William Liebler. And back the other way now. Ricky shot to Mahalik. Mahalik spin move into the key. Pumps it outside. Liebler shot. Won't go. Rebound comes all the way out to Cicillo. Cicillo cross court now to LaFranca. LaFranca settles it down, gets it down into the paint. Turn around here for Logan Aiello. Gets left-hander to go off the glass. Count that for Whittemore. And the Cardinals making a little bit of a move right now. Back the other way. At the top, Ricky shot. Gets it to Mahalik. Will fire a three. Won't go. Double rim. Rebound hauled down by Hunter Cicillo again.
And then he traveled to trying to pass the ball off.
Yeah. And it'll go to Alcona underneath the glass. 6:28 left. Shot will inbound. Looks. Flips it all the way up top to Charbonneau to Renchensky for three. Count it. Jacob Renchensky picks up another three, having himself a good night tonight.
It's 9 points, 12 points on the night for Jacob Renchensky now.
Another three ball from LaFranca at the other end. Won't go. Big long rebound comes out to Liebler. Liebler gets it all the way up to Ricky Schott, goes for a layup, and LaFranca decided to not let him have that layup and put a foul on him. So Schott will go to the line to shoot two here. Fouls are 2-1 right now with 6:06 left in the fourth.
Renchensky averages 6.7 points a game at 12 already today, so doubling up that average.
Ricky Schott at the line, gets the shooter's roll, knocks it down, and here come the replacements now for Alcona coming into the game. Carter Upper, Caden Hebert back in, Beanick. Ricky shot second, won't go. Rebound hauled down by Zuchnik. Zuchnik gets it to Aiello, and Aiello trips a timeline, comes right to the top of the circle, doesn't shoot it. Sprays it around to Landon Aiello. Stolen right back the other way. Mahalik for a layup, and he makes it.
Nice pass by Caden Hebert, who got the stealing quickly, saw his teammate up the floor wide open.
Vincent Mahalik gets his first two of the night. Back the other way now. LaFranca calls a play. Spits it out into the top of the key and dribbled off his own foot. Dylan Cockrell will turn it back over to the Tigers. 60-24 right now, and we are currently in a lopsided game here, Bradley.
No doubt about it. This is a senior-laden Alcona basketball team. It's ready for this type of season. Whittemore still building this program.
Ricky Schott will fire one up, hits the back rail, hauled down on the board by Cockrell. Cockrell then dribbles it into a turnover. And right back the other way now, led by Caden Hebert, who had himself a quarter with some threes in it earlier. Looking maybe for more here. Hebert up at the top, thinks about it, goes underneath, pass knocked away. Mahalik will shoot it again, won't go. Rebound knocked down by Beanick, and then he turns it over, and back the other way with it is Aiello. Up top, thought about it, hands it off to LaFranca. LaFranca makes a move, looks like he got an arm in it, looks like
illegal screen on Aiello. That'll be his fifth, and he'll be done.
Yeah, there you go. I thought they got Ricky Schott for a reach, but that's it.
Well, Aiello set the screen with an arm and can't really push a guy out of the way.
Yeah, so Landon Aiello fouls out. He'll be replaced by Sean Richmond. Fouls are just 2-2. They'll just inbound the ball here.
It looks like there's a discussion at the scores table about how many fouls Landon Aiello has. One says four, one says five, I'm guessing. I think it's five. I think this is correct. So we'll see what they end up deciding. All right, looks like everybody's happy.
Yep.
Now I'll go have a chat with Coach Cole.
Everybody's good. It is five fouls. He is out of the game, and we'll resume. Hebert Inbounds to Schott, back to Hebert. Thought about it, gets back up top to Schott. Schott goes to Mahalik with it. He fires a three. Off the rail, won't go. Ripped down by Sean Richmond, and we'll come back the other way now for Whittemore. Vincent Mahalik not afraid to shoot it.
Nor should he.
Little move up top by Aiello. Steps back, three off the front iron, and an easy rebound waiting there for Hebert as he'll bring it back up court the other way. Hebert gets it to Mahalik, back up top to Hebert. Over to Schott. Schott makes a move into the paint, dumps it down underneath. Nice little reverse and a great little basket there by Carter Upper as he picks up a nice duck underneath the rim on a good play from Ricky Schott. Aiello now back the other way for Whittemore. Top of the circle, gets it to LaFranca. LaFranca throws up a three ball, missed everything, ball on the ground, and they're going to go possession arrow on that as Zucknick and Bienick were tied up with it underneath. Possession arrow will go to Alcona. And Mahalik will come out of the game as well as Bienick.
Yep, trying to get a few guys into the game here is Alcona.
Yep, Samuel Johnson's in, Lieber's back in. Quick move, Schott. Looks to get it underneath, gets it back up top though. Hebert, Schott, three-pointer, won't go off the front rail. Rebound comes out long, and he gets his own rebound. Ricky Schott picks it up, travels in through the lane, fires it up, that won't go, and gets his own rebound again. Ricky Schott everywhere right now. Walk in little two, won't go, and finally hauled down by somebody on the opposing team, and they pull down a board after Ricky Schott had three boards in a row. Back the other way, Aiello now with a three bomb, won't go, hits both rims, hauled down nicely. Good rebound there by Samuel Johnston. And Alcona will come back the other way. We hit the three-minute mark here left in the fourth quarter. Down nice underneath, pass. Another little puppy. How about that? As Johnson will pick up a nice basket underneath under 3 minutes here. 62-26. Tigers were never worried in this one tonight.
Caden Hebert, those threes early on have made the defense come to him. Opened up a wide open Sam Johnson down low because everybody's looking at Caden Hebert.
LaFranca tries to walk it through the lane and picks up a block and not enough to go to the line yet. They're saying he was shooting on that. So he is going to shoot.
He is. They're going to go with shooting foul.
Didn't look like the act to me, but we'll take what they give us up here, Bradley, and we just call it the way
we have
see
no
it.
Choice, to no? tell you the truth.
Ricky Schott getting a seat now after playing a really good game tonight, and Vincent Mahalik back into the game. Second one won't go either. Board hauled down, though. Nice, and that'll count as three. Dylan Cockrell picked up the rebound and the basket and have a chance to make a natural three as he goes to the line.
Really nice physical move by Dylan Cockrell. Box out, got the rebound, got shoved on his way down and able to find the rim enough to get the bucket.
And gets the shooter's roll on the free throw. Cardinals up to 29 now as Alcona brings it in with 2:35 left in our game. Down along the left side, Mahalik keeps his dribble, goes down to the baseline, then kicks it back out. Thought about a three ball. Hebert fires it, won't go off the front of the rim. Rebound hauled down by Zucknick. Back the other way now. LaFranco fire the three ball off the front rim, won't go. Rebound picked up by Aiello. Aiello drives the lane and gives it up. Back the other way. Easy layup there. Simple little layup for Hebert. Picks up another couple for him tonight. 158 and counting now here in our fourth quarter. Logan Aiello brings it back, calls a play, gets a pick. Works off that pick, fires a three ball up. Nice rotation, and you can count that one as well. As Logan Aiello says, I'm not done yet. Back the other way now, Alcona works it. Mahalik kicks it back up top. Hebert thinks about it and shoots it. Count it! That's a three ball. Hebert back in form now with the three ball. Caden, that's his fourth of the night from three.
You wouldn't know that he averages 3 points a game.
Right.
Fourth three, a couple of twos. 16 points on the night for Caden Hebert.
LaFranca picks up his dribble, gets it to Aiello. Aiello, top of the circle. Wants to go in, wants to find LaFranca. Finally hands it off. Ball goes tipped and out of bounds, and Whittemore Prescott will retain possession on that. 104 left. Inbound. Down low to Zuchnik. Kicks it all the way up to the top. LaFranca will step in and shoot a two that doesn't quite hit the rim or the backboard. We'll take one hop. Zuchnik tries to save it, but it won't. It'll be out of bounds. Elkona ball. 56 seconds left. Elkona in no hurry now. Bring the ball up. Maybe shoot one more shot. Mahalik.
Give it to him. He'll shoot it.
Back up top. Round, Lieber, Johnson. Johnson with a shot. That'll go and miss. Off the rim, little quick giveaway. Rebound for Zuchnik, and then he handed it right to the Elkona player who just laid it up, and that was another easy bucket for Hebert. Down to 29 now. Getting down to last possession time here. We'll see how the coaches mop this one up. In a frenzy down there, LaFranca tries to get it over to Zuchnik, and he gets a shot off and gets fouled, and I think Zuchnik's going to go to the line here and shoot a couple.
He is going to go to the line. He's worked hard all night. He's played most of the game. Hasn't gotten in the scoring column yet, so we're rooting for you here, kid.
Yeah. However, tons of rebounds he's got. Leads the team in rebounds. Nope. Yep. Nope.
Oh.
In and out on the shot. 69-32. 18 seconds left. Playing Zuchnik at the line. Trying to pick up his first point of the night. Second free throw. Won't go. Long rebound. Held on to and knocked out of bounds. And a nice move there by Dylan Cockrell to throw it off of the Elkona player to retain possession underneath.
And him and Caden Hebert still having some stare downs, a little pushing and shoving afterwards.
Yep, Logan Aiello. He'll inbound if he can. Looks, gets it all the way up top. LaFranca. 10 seconds now. LaFranca gets it to Aiello. Over to LaFranca. LaFranca to Aiello. He says, you shoot the last one. No, you shoot it. Okay. Fires up a three ball. Long, wide. Rebound comes down into the awaiting arms of Vincent Mahalik. And our final score here from Whittemore, the Elkona Tigers 69 and the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals 32. We'll be back to wrap it up after this on 104.7, your power station for sports.